It's our Youth Express segment, and we're really thrilled to have a representative from Propel Northside here. Actually, two representatives, a teacher and a student. I'm going to start with our student. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name?
Ebony.
How old are you?
10.
And what community do you live in? What's neighborhood do you live in?
Memory Lane.
So I know where Memory Lane is. That's in the Hill District, right?
Yeah.
I know exactly. I always liked that, like take a walk down Memory Lane. I said that because a lot of people don't know that when you go to a charter school, students can be from just about any community. And even though you're at Propel North, on the north side, you live in a different neighborhood. Propel schools are public schools, but they draw from lots of neighborhoods. What do you like to do for fun? Anything you like to do outside, or like if you have spare time, anything you really enjoy doing?
Like when it's hot outside, I go outside and pass out popsicles to the people that live around me. And when I'm inside, I draw. Because at the talent show, I have this book called Emoji City, and I practice.
Emoji City. First of all, let me tell you that I'm a popsicle lover. My wife over there will tell you. This time of year, I eat probably at least a popsicle a day, if not more. Do you have a favorite flavor?
Banana.
I'm into lemon right now, but banana would be kind of cool. So when did you start drawing? When did you realize that you really loved to draw?
Like when I was 5, I started drawing, and then I saw my aunt drawing, so she inspired me.
What about her inspired you? What got you interested?
Because she draws when, like, you know, the bridge that's green and by, where you go across when there's dinosaurs over there, where you see it?
Yeah. Are you thinking of Columbus Avenue in Manchester, or it could be the 9th Street Bridge, too, coming over? So did she draw the bridge?
Yeah, and it really looked like the bridge.
Wow. So that got you interested in doing it. Did she give you any tips or teach you anything about drawing?
No, I just looked at her drawings.
Well, that's great. So what do you like to draw? You mentioned the book, which we'll talk about, but are there other like types of things you like to draw?
Yes, I like to draw animals and people.
How come?
Because it's like fun.
Now, tell me about your book.
My book is about twins that move to Emoji City to find a job and move out of their mom's house because where they live, they only have 10 jobs, and they don't have no more room for the job, so they moved out their mom's house and went to Emoji City, and then they met this taxi man and moved and asked him to have lunch with them, and they're friends now, and his wife is being mean to him, so he moved out to her house and moved in with his twins, and then they decorated their house and had fun.
Did you write the words too?
Yes.
It would be fun to have you record that story sometime. We might be able to arrange to do that, because it sounds like it would be a really fun story. So it's a picture book. You made your own picture book.
Yes, I made it with my drawings.
And what do you make your drawings? What kinds of materials do you like to draw with? Crayons or markers or paints?
Color pencils, because it like helps you blend in with the, like there's dark colors and light colors. Like, see, there's like a light green and a dark green, so you can blend those two together.
What a good idea. So at the talent show, you'll read from your book and show everybody the pictures?
Yes.
And have you made more than one copy of your book?
No.
Just one? Because you could make copies and maybe sell them, and you could become a bookseller. You could give out popsicles and books to people. So I'm curious about your writing, too. Do you like to write?
Kind of.
So, or is it more like to get your art, to give your art some context, you'll write this, write a story that you could use your art in?
Because sometimes when I like draw pictures, I write like words. Because when I drew this zombie and it said brains.
How did you draw a zombie? What did the zombie look like?
It had its like head and its skull. And then it had like a ripped face, like when stitches, and half of the face was green, and the other side was a skull, and then a brain came out on the other side of the head.
Scary. You know, you're really good with words. You're very good at describing things so that you can actually picture what they look at, and I'll bet your art is great too. I meant to ask you, who else is in your family who might be listening now or later? Do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yeah. I have 6 brothers and 1 sister.
Wow, that's a lot. Do you see them all every day or every so often?
No, I only see my 3 brothers because they're with my mom right now doing football practice, but my baby brother, Vay's not. He's probably running around.
What's his name?
Vay.
Vay. Oh, you said your baby brother, Vay. I didn't catch that at first.
And my brothers playing football are John and Terrence.
Excellent. Well, you have a teacher here, too, and her name is Emily Benessi, and she teaches at Propel North. And the talent show that Ebony is going to be part of is March 18th at Propel North. Anything special we should know about that?
Well, we got a lot of different talents. We have drawers and rappers and singers and dancers. And I've been really amazed by the amount of creativity our students have shown. So we're just really looking forward to it, right, Ebony?
Yeah, because like mostly at the end of the day, we're creative arts. We have to go practice like for the talent show and make sure like we get it right and clean.
Just to get it perfect. Now, what time does it start?
It starts at 6 p.m.
So it's open to the public. Propel North is right on Brighton Avenue on the north side, right where Brighton and California intersect. The school is up on the hill. There's been a lot of construction there lately. The crane will probably still be there. And you can see Ebony. In Emoji Land, are there lots of emojis living there? Do you have any that you particularly like?
Yeah, like twins, and people get them messed up all the time.
They mistake them. Do they have names?
Yeah.
What are their names?
Ebony and Kiara, me and my sister.
So you have a twin named Kiara?
No.
Okay.
She's just my sister.
That sounds great. Well, thank you both for being here today. And the talent show is May 18th. That's pretty soon, just a little while away. It starts at 6 o'clock. Ebony, I'm really proud of you for representing today. You're representing your whole school and the talent show today. And I hope you'll keep it up. It sounds like you really like to draw.
I do. I like to draw.
Thanks for being here with us. And also, Ms. Benessi, thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.